Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepot and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns the world's busiest port, best airport, and best airline. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of green trees and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. With this open attitude towards spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom on several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled Love is the Greatest Law in the Universe, delivered on September 26, 1994, in Singapore.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
I'm very happy. Actually, I'm happy for your country. I have always told you this. Yeah? I have always told you that I'm very happy for Singapore and for her people, that the country is so developed, so orderly managed, yeah, and the people are so free. I mean, of course, you still have a lot of laws, yeah? That is inevitable because many people don't want to live an orderly and peaceful life. They want to try to risk to have dangerous enterprise and undertaking, yeah? So for these people, the laws are necessary, yeah? So that the orderly person, the orderly citizen who respect peaceful and free life will not be in danger, right? So of course, we have to understand that. Otherwise, Singapore, I don't feel the pressure when I come. You know what I mean? In some country, you feel the pressure when you go into her territory. You understand what I mean? You just step inside and you feel the atmosphere is very tense, very inhibited. It makes you feel something is there, but you don't know what. Even though you, your life, are not in danger, and you know nothing could happen to you. You are foreigners, you are visitors, no problem. But still, something lingering in the air, you know, make you feel very nervous. not relaxing. Huh? In Singapore, you don't have this feeling. Is that not so?
Yes.
And yesterday, I talked to some of the our disciples at home, yeah, our fellow practitioners, and she told me, in Singapore, whatever the government say, we okay. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, that's good for you. Because I said to her, because the government here only does good, you know. That's why you trust the government. It's not that whatever the government say, you're okay, but because the government has earned your trust. Is that not so?
Yes.
And of course, there's sometimes mistake here and there, or something sometimes has not tried and tested, so the people will voice their opinion. But if it's good, you know, I think the Singapore people are very supportive of the government. And that's what makes Singapore strong. You know what I mean? Not the government alone, it's you, the people, that make Singapore strong and prosperous and united. That's how you're strong, because you're united. Similarly, in the spirit, if we are together in one spirit and one goal, and then we will achieve the greater benefit for ourselves and for whomever we love to share this benefit with, and whomever like to share this benefit with us. Because to be together with the friends that have the same idea with you. It is really tremendous support and benefit to you. Even if in the mundane way, you can see how your nation grows, yeah? Because people are united and one mind together, working under the government's leadership, then we have no problem. I have also been talking to our fellow initiate in the car that I feel the difference between an Asian developed country and a kind of European or American developed country. Because in Asia, even though we are developed, like Singapore, I feel the people are still very warm together, you know. We still have neighbors kind, yes. We still treasure a lot of value of the spiritual value as well as the old heritage of our ancestors. Some nice customs and some of the warm relationship between human beings. For example, in Singapore, even though you are very developed, we were talking in the car, you know, you are very developed, but you don't have this cold, cut-off relationship between neighbors, and also a friend, between the citizens at large. You still kind of tie together somehow, huh? Not because of responsibility, not because of the shared border, you know, shared country, but because it is natural. I think the Asian people are more close together, and also this is what I think missing in the Western lifestyle. Yes. If they also develop like that, they also want, that would be excellent. Huh? Therefore, you hardly will find any community apart from going to the church every Sunday, I pray a little bit and then drink beer next door and then go home. That's different. Without the support of our community and our like-minded friends, it is very lonely to walk the spiritual path. You understand? Especially when we are just a beginners and we have not yet the full development of an adult, a spiritual practitioner. You imagine your family, right? You are married, yeah? Many of you are married. And then if your family is in harmony and everything you do together is smooth, then you feel more energetic, right? And everything you do, it is easier to be successful. Also, when you encounter some of the difficulty, it feels easier for you to overcome, is that not so? But when you have disharmony in the family, then it's very difficult. Doesn't matter what you do. You seem like not wanting to do anymore. And then it seems like impossible for you to achieve any result. Is that not so? Yeah. So much more if we want to walk all the way to the spiritual mansion of the Most High. If you have companion, you know what I mean, supporting in spirit, it is very, very incredible. And it is the energy that each of us radiated, you know, it is incredible when it's put together. For example, the water, you know, if it's only one cup, it's not much, is that not so? You fill the cup and it's all right for the cup. But when many cups put together, you know, many hundreds of thousands cups put together, it becomes a swimming pool, huh? And then more, then it becomes lake, and then it becomes river, it becomes ocean. You understand what I mean? So that's why the group meditation is extremely, extremely important to you. And you probably have learned that by your own experience. Is that not so?
Yes.
You feel cleansed, energized when you go out. Is that not so?
Yes.
It is because you share energy. It's all right, you say, well, one cup is okay, you know, two cups, all right. But one cup you cannot clean. But if you put together, it become, you know, a lake. All of you can swim in it, and it's still there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you just pour one cup on your body, not only your body is not cleansed, but the water is gone. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it is a privilege for us to go to group meditation. It is really, really a great benefit to mankind as well. Because if the lake is there, not only you will benefit, but many other people in the society who doesn't put water in the lake can also get benefit. Is that also?
Yes.
Recently, our world has a lot of disaster, like drought, huh? Then also, and then right climate, heated up planet due to a lot of weather changing. Yeah, because we have abused so many of the natural resources, as well as some of the disaster from nature, like burning forests, and then that reduce a lot of rain, yeah, and that in turn also heat up our planet, yeah, and then the more it heat up, the more dry, the less trees, the less rain, the less tree, and this is the devil's circle. And every corner of the earth affect the whole planet. You can know it. You know it very well because recently the fire in Indonesia, huh? You know, huh?
Yes.
Affect the whole Singapore, no?
Yes.
And Malaysia and the neighboring, eh? So actually, from these kind of natural lessons, we can tell that one person or one place of this planet will affect other part of our planet. Is that not so? Therefore, if you are, you yourself, your heart, your mind, your speech, your action are pure, how much beneficial can it be to this planet? This is very logical. We have no need to argue or to demonstrate. Is that not so? For example, every place has its own atmosphere. Is that not so? Okay. So when you go into the funeral service, or a hospital, yeah, you feel different from when you go into a church. Is that not so? Or when you go into the slaughterhouse, yeah, where all the animals are killed for meat, you will feel different. I don't know if you can feel, but I feel. Do you feel anything?
Yes.
Yes, of course, huh?
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu,
Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer, colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion U.S. dollars each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
For example, last time we went to the Hong Kong refugee camp, the Whitehead Center. Oh, right there. It's really a terrible feeling. You know, I could not help but just keep crying. I have no voice to even sing. I was choked, you know, with the atmosphere of the camp. Of course, we can rise ourselves above it. But since we want to share the suffering and we want to understand the suffering of other beings, then we can feel it. You know what I mean? If you don't want to have anything to do with it, of course you can rise above it and have nothing to do with it. Like the lotus in the muddy water, you don't have to be contaminated. But since we live in this world, we want to share, you know, happiness as well as sorrow with our fellow brothers and sisters, and we will feel the difference between each place in this planet. That is because the atmosphere is different from different places. The atmosphere created by this group of people is different from the atmosphere that created by another group of people or another person. Sometimes you come and see a friend or a relative just before they even spoke anything. You just hold their hands, you feel what they feel. Is that not so? There is a man in America. He was a very bad boy. Since his childhood, he was a very bad boy. He just hit anybody or punch anybody that happened to make him you know, angry or not to his liking, and he just hit them. And he was a kind of very violent person. Until one day he got struck by the lightning from heaven, then he was dead for a while. Kind of, you know, declared dead by doctors, you know, near-death experience. And then between that he went to heaven, yeah? He went to a place and then other beings show him the kind of life that he has led up to now. You know, violence and unfair and suppressing people and things like that. And then afterward, they told him, if you continue like this, all the disaster will be upon you. And then they also show him a kind of, a lot of disaster going on in the world, you know, from that time up to present time. Most of the things that has been shown to him has already happened. They told him that if you continue your life like you have done, all this disaster will be upon you. So of course he made it good and he tried to, you know, change his way of life. Then afterward, because of promise to change his way of life, God has given him a lot of abilities, including the ability to read other people's mind and to know their sickness and to know what they have done in that day. So whenever a person comes to him, just come to him and just hold their hands, and you know what happened to that person that day, exactly everything. So when a person is in sorrow or happiness, you'll be able to tell sometimes, right? Even though without this psychic ability, you also can know. You can feel something, right? Sometimes the person don't say anything, but you keep asking, what's wrong with you? Hey, what's wrong? What's the matter with you? You know, is that not so?
Yeah.
It is because the atmosphere of that person is very obvious to your inner feeling. There's something wrong with him. Even though she or he keeps smiling and talking nonstop, but you still feel something is wrong, huh? And then you ask, what's wrong with you? Well, we tell you what's wrong. And I said, no, nothing. But then you still know something wrong. Okay, that is because the atmosphere, individual atmosphere is very, very obvious sometimes. If the feeling is very, very strong, then it makes an impact on other people. It makes an impression on the face, and it's written in their eyes. That's why the psychic people, they can read people's thought. They can read their feeling. And they can also tell you what you're thinking. Because that is the impression that we make to the clearly psychic. The master not necessarily have to know this, okay? Don't worry. Sorry. And you hold my hand, don't worry about this, okay? I will not look into anything. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes we know. If necessary, okay? If you want the teacher to know, they know. If not necessary, you don't know, okay? So whatever you do bad, I don't care, all right? But I trust you that you don't do anything bad because you already know, huh? You already know what benefit you can get from keeping a pure being within yourself, right? So it is your choice and your decision that you want to stay positive and pure, yes? Not because Master says so or I threaten you. Mm-hmm. You do what you want. Just like recently, the government job also encouraged people to, how's that, keep healthy lifestyle, huh? I'm the government of Singapore, worry about everything. Not better. Like a parent for spoiled children, huh? I feel the government is not bad, pretty cool. Keeping busy and keeping eyes on everybody. So if you want to join in this healthy program, right, then you enroll and you do exercise with people, right? Otherwise you should not come there and poke your nose, you know, while people are doing ordinary exercises. Is that not so? It doesn't look good for other people. It might discourage the other people. Will you keep sitting there and poking your nose? Or standing around and, you know, instead of exercising? Keeping ourselves pure, speech, body and mind, as well as the spirit, purify ourselves. Otherwise there is no use to come to the group meditation, because we will not progress. Understand? Keeping our way. If a teacher tries to teach you English and tell you to do homework every day, and then even ABC you don't want to learn, then what is the use of showing up at the class every day and making trouble for the teacher, for wasting the time of other classmates, because they also have to share their time with you. Hmm? Well, the teacher asks you everything you don't know, but you also spend some time, you know what I mean, from the teacher, and then occupy a place in the expensive Singapore land, for example. You know, in Singapore land is expensive, no?
Yes.
For example, and if you don't want to learn, then you shouldn't be there. You know what I mean? In Singapore, every inch is measured with gold. You want to ask me any question?
Dear Grandmaster, can you please enlighten me as to whether the method, convenient method for me, is truly safe? That is, will it affect one's mentality, become mentally unbalanced? Is there anything to fear when practicing this method? Kindly pardon me for asking. I'm quite apprehensive, that is, nervous, going into the unknown. Thank you.
He scares me. Do you have any mental problem? By the way? No problem. They say no problem. Well, see, they already practiced many years, and they say no problem. So you should believe your own citizen, all right? If I say something, you say, oh, she's a foreigner. She makes soft cell approach. And this is all Singapore people. You all right, huh?
Yes.
No mental disorder?
No.
No depression?
No.
What do you get after that?
Happiness.
Okay.
What else?
Progress in meditation if they resolve to change themselves?
Yes, they can. It's difficult for them. They need a lot of willpower and strong determination to change their life. Otherwise, very difficult. Drug, in the beginning, offers people some kind of bliss, you know, and then they think this is heaven. And then they like it, and then they take more and more, and then they become addicted to it. These people are very, very pitiful. All they wanted is heaven. They feel so much pressure in this world, and then they want to have blissful feeling. But they went to the wrong store. Our drug store is better. Everlasting, no side effect. Yeah. Everlasting bliss, no side effect, and improving every day. The drug might degrade you every day and drag you down and down and down. It's terrible.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects, brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
Dear Master, how did God get created in the first place? Can you talk about the first Master to grace the earth?
Wow. I wasn't there. I'm younger than all of you. And you ask me such a question, I'm supposed to ask you. You have gray hair. Go on then. Sir, can you tell us what happened? In the beginning, always God is enjoying himself. God is the greatest energy that pervades all the universe. And the energy, when it's rested, you know, is not stirring. Nothing comes out of it. But within this energy, there are a lot of seeds. You know what I mean? Different seeds. And then when it stirs, this God energy, or God still, or wakes up, we call it wakes up, God wakes up, and then everything sprung out to existence. And then according to the seeds, it sprung out into different shape, different forms, yeah, different construction. So we become like this, and the universe has come into being, okay? And after sometimes, probably God sleeps again, and everything comes back to sleep. And then, after some time, spring back again. It's very difficult to explain in a human language because it's something mystical. We can say something scientifically, like, it's very similar, like the theory of the Big Bang, you know? You don't know. You don't know. Singapore people have a lot of newspapers. Okay? All right, but it's difficult to explain. I think I have explained this long time before, no? Did I explain this? No?
Not in Singapore.
Not in Singapore. Probably sometimes I say it to one or two individuals, and at that time it's more eloquent, it's more easy for me. Sometimes when you ask me a question in a different time, sometimes it's different. And then this is called God, okay? The sleeping energy, the dormant energy, and when awakened, then everything comes into being according to the quality inside the seeds. Yeah? And the first master who graces the earth, I forgot. I forgot. You meditate and have a look, okay?
How to heal the pride and hatred? Thank you, Master.
Meditation will help you. Help you in many, many ways and erase a lot of bad habits. Yeah? Pride is also a habit. Yeah? You were not born with pride. You were not born with arrogance. You were not born with hatred. These are only accumulated habits which you, receive during your life because you have come in contact with other people or the circumstances, and then consequently you derive the side effect of these interrelationship with the situation or with other beings, you know what I mean? So this is only a habit, and habit we can change. Huh? we can change habit. Just like before, you don't use to brush your teeth, and after a while, you know, if you don't brush your teeth, often a teeth will fall out, and you go to the dentist, and he drills you, and that hurts. And then you change, and then you brush your teeth 3-4 times a day. It's a habit only, okay? Don't worry. You meditate, and when you meditate, and the outer teacher will teach you to keep to the positive issues of every day, yeah? And then you gradually will forget the negative side of your habit. That is the first step. Second step, the inner master will guide you inside also, and then bending you to the positive tendency and the way, and then you are far further and further further away from the negative. So do not worry, huh? You are not born saint and you are not born sinner. It's just habit. We can cultivate a saint of ourselves, or we can make a sinner out of us. Huh? This is only a choice. All right?
Dear Master, is it all right for us to donate our organs even before death, for example, kidney? Is it all right for us to accept a donated organ?
Of course it's all right. It's all right.
Whatever good for you and for other people, and you can afford it, that is all right. Why not? Huh? What's wrong with it?
You get
karma. You see, huh? Karma! When you help other people, you don't care about karma anymore, okay? You can go to hell for other people. No problem.
Don't worry about karma, okay? Of course, when it's not necessary, and you try to overdo things, and when you do things, you do charitable acts, you expect the rewards, you know, that I am a good person, I am a bodhisattva, I am a saint, and God will love me more, God will give me more money and things like that. Then that is karma. But when you do it out of love, you know, love is the greatest law in the universe. Anything can be cleansed away by true love. So when you do things in a charitable manner, do it with love. Don't worry about bad karma. If I worry about bad karma, I would not dare to come out and give you initiation. Huh? Because a lot of bad karma.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We are honored to have you with us today on Words of Wisdom. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television tomorrow for part two of Love is the Greatest Law in the Universe. And now, Golden Age Technology, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your heart be filled with joy and tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.